of the week is upon us. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here to overview some of the top topics, things going on today that you probably either don't know much about, maybe you don't know anything about it, and then we drill down into the details, you know, that gory stuff.
The meat.
Those details, yes, those nasty, pesky details. The first item of interest comes from Amherst, Massachusetts. What do you know about Amherst, Massachusetts, Jennifer?
That it's near where you live?
Yeah,
and people say Amherst?
Amherst. There are 9 colleges that are located
there are
in
colleges
Amherst.
There.
Lots of colleges in Amherst. I happen to, what Jennifer is referring to in my life, my other life as a dairy farmer, I have a lot of hay fields in Amherst, most of them at Amherst College. And so I feed my cows thanks to, in part, the grace of the folks at Amherst College. A lot of open fields, beautiful community, a neat town. Controversy reigns supreme because for the first time since 2003, the town of Amherst will this year allow the flying of 29 commemorative flags, which will mark the anniversary of September 11th. And then after that, every 3 years. There's a fellow who lives there named Larry Kelly, who's done pretty much a lot. Well, this goes back to the controversy that focuses on the American flag versus commemorative flags. And the town has a policy that allows flying these commemorative flags only on 6 different holidays, and September 11th wasn't one of them. Well, September 11th isn't a holiday. Maybe some people think it ought to be. That's a good question. Maybe you might ask that on our social media pages. Do you think September 11th ought to be a national holiday? 11, what is,
9-11,
yeah. 800, I was going to use the phone number that began with 11 for some creative reason. 800-510-8255. Ought we to be taking time off, and if we do, are you really going to think about what happened on September 11th? I think people ought to be in school. I think they ought to be thinking about this in an active way, talking to the colleagues at work and people in general about where we are in this country today versus where we were on that day in 2001. Anyway, let's just dig around this issue. The town meeting in Amherst in 2007 said that it would allow flags to be flown on September 11th for as long as the Republic stands. That was the town meeting vote to commemorate this attack. The vote was 41 in favor, 96 against. So the town meeting voted against it. And then this is a compromise because there are people who wanted to, they don't want to fly the American flag. They want to fly all these commemorative flags. And the upset is, why aren't we flying the American flag? Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense? Does anybody else do
how
that?
How do you feel about that?
I don't care.
You don't care either way as long as it's being commemorated?
No, I don't think it may. I don't even think the commemoration, frankly, is of value because people, we're not learning anything about what we have all this prejudicial information that, you know, all Muslims are bad because there were Muslims that blew up the World Trade Center and, you know, ran into the Pentagon and into the field in Pennsylvania. And it's the way of thinking that happens to have a commonality that the people involved were all Muslims. But there are plenty of other people who are not Muslims who have the same feelings, sadly, about America.
And Oklahoma City bombing, those people just
those
convicted
guys were
at the
not
bridge.
Muslims. Right, exactly. Yeah. So
extremists are the way to go.
And so there's this focus, and now we've got that stuff rearing its head again with the, and I'm not one who approves of this by any stretch of the imagination, giving Egypt another $1 billion in foreign aid so that we can beat out the Chinese, supposedly for influence. And then the connection, the reason that it was done, some people say is because President Obama loves the Muslim Brotherhood, yada, yada, yada. Whether that's true or not remains to be seen. What is important here is that we understand what's going on in the world and the forces that brought this thing to bear in the first place. And I don't think anybody ever really talks about that. Maybe we ought not to spend too much time talking about it here, and we'll save it for a discussion next Tuesday, which is the 11th. It just seems to me that we have a cockeyed way of looking at this. And so in terms of what we are doing, what we have done, the horrendous impact that this had on us and our psyche, and, you know, the fact that we haven't really ever gotten to the bottom of what happened, really. I mean, we know Osama bin Laden was the mastermind, and he got popped last year, and that's great. But there's so many other things that are part of this, and we so simplistically look at what happened on September 11th.
Well, we want one fall guy. It's easier to deal with.
So here's an interesting part of this whole discussion. American Airlines and United Airlines, according to a ruling this week, have to face federal trial over negligence claims tied to the hijacking of the two planes. Actually, there were four planes involved. The American Flight 11 that went into one of the towers from Boston, the other United Flight, I think it was 186, from Boston to L.A., and that went into the other the building. And then the American plane that went into the side of the Pentagon and the United plane that went into the side of the hill in Pennsylvania. Anyway, the this trial was brought about by a suit that came from World Trade Center Properties that owned the skyscrapers. They started suing these two airlines in 2008, alleging negligence for allowing terrorists to board and hijack the planes. On the day of the attack, we didn't have the same kind of surveillance that we have now. Right? When you do you remember what it was like to fly?
And it was easy and actually kind of enjoyable.
Yeah. right. Amongst other things.
But we didn't know. I mean, that's the thing. These lawsuits, I don't know.
Lawyers and insurance companies, and they're looking, by the way, for $4 billion. And there's no way that they have that kind of insurance, and they don't have. I mean, American actually does have $4 billion in cash. Everybody's scratching their head. American's in bankruptcy, and they got $4 billion in cash. Yeah, but they also have their assets are $52 billion, and their liabilities are $54 billion. So you can declare bankruptcy based on that. At any rate, the judge said that these airlines both they're looking for $4 billion apiece. So a total of $8 billion.
Me too, by the way. Holy moly.
Which is the cost of replacing the two towers, even though they only replaced it with one building. And so let's see here. The airlines have asked for summary judgment. The judge limited the owner's recovery, determined it destroyed leases on the day of the terrorist attacks worth $2.8 billion. And that's what they, if they get anything, they're going to get $2.8 billion instead of $8 billion, which is what they started looking for.
Unbelievable, though. I
really
mean,
amazing?
Can't we just say it was a horrible day? And
let's keep living. See, one of the things
American
that
wanted to fly their airplane into the building.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here's what bothers me about all of this. We continue to go backwards instead of forwards. And, you know, I don't know how to define either of those particularly well, but going backwards, it seems to me, is getting ourselves into that same psychological state that we were in.
By dividing and being a negative opportunistic person. I mean, I think our country was founded on looking for opportunity, but I think we've got into this negative opportunistic thing where you stop working with anybody else. You know, it's all about the success of you, your company, your business, and the other guys are kind of just thrown to the side. And I don't think that is really truly what our country was founded on. I don't think that's the type of opportunity people were thinking about when they founded us.
Well, a lot of things have changed. If we wanted to carry that discussion out to the nth degree, there are many things going on in our country that were not part of what I think the Founding Fathers envisioned for America. This is not the country those people envisioned. This country has long since lost its shine when it comes to the things that were the reason for America coming into place in the first place. And so the fact that it's so complicated today because there are so many interests and the hatred that comes about people and their opportunities, these guys like bin Laden that are the same as Hitler, the same as, I mean, go through history, and you can find in the history of our country, the history of the world, history of Europe, history, it just always seems to be that there are a few people who take advantage of things that are wrong, and then they, for any number of reasons, the psychology of man being what it is, they gain a foothold. People are upset. People are upset in our country right now. And there are many people who talk about revolting. And last night I had a conversation with somebody who was so upset about something that he was trying to do, and there was no common sense involved in his being stopped from doing it. And it just, every time you turn around, you hear the same things from people, whether it's a small business person or just somebody who's trying to do something at their home.
Lots of frustration.
Frustration and anger. People are fed up. And if you really want to go back to the root of it in modern times, it all stems from September 11th. The advent, if that's the right word, of big government, really big, expansive government started with September 11th. And you feel like it was almost an excuse to do it. More government for what? What is the TSA doing that really saves you or saves people or saves anything?
For the water bottle industry.
Nothing. It doesn't. The TSA does zero good. Now, look at the other things that have come about, the Patriot Act, subsequent things that have gotten in the way. I mean, there, you can't drill a well. Listen to this. I'm encountering this on the farm. Mm-hmm. I can't drill a well until somebody makes sure that the person who's drilling the well is certified, and they do a background check on the well driller to make sure that he doesn't have any connections to anybody who might want to do harm, like place a bomb in the ground.
Wow, they have to be cleared.
I mean, can you imagine? We're afraid of everything. And that has given the green light and opened the door to all kinds of government interference in our lives. So I'd like to have that as a discussion on September 11th, how your life has changed since September 11th.
And now have the drug companies benefited.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's so
freaked out. Because everybody's
on
anxiety medication, and you can't help it. I mean, you can't turn on the TV without getting scared out of your mind.
Right. Food for thought on Good Day.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Here I go. Where am I going?
Here I go.
Oh.
Just go.
Really? I thought there was more activity there.
Didn't
All right. 800-510-8255. The idea here, and I guess I'm interested in setting in there. The social media trending. I was just looking at some of the things that are trending on a couple of the sites that I look at, Jennifer. And I wonder if September 11th has come in yet, because it was one of the topics on the Countdown show this week. I think it was number 10. How much of a factor is discussion of September 11th already in the trending positions, or is it too early? Does that
you know, I think it's a little early, especially because most of the stuff trending has to do with last night's address by the president. And actually, sadly, the number one trending thing, even over the president's speech, is the MTV VMA Awards.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are people saying about the president's speech? Mostly favorable, unfavorable?
Favorable, unfavorable, great speech, not a lot of meat, you know, the typical stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here's another offensive thing. Girls Gone Wild. I can't believe that all those girls really do that stuff. I can't imagine my daughter
doing
it.
When you're 20, you're pretty crazy.
I can't imagine your daughter doing it either. Let me tell you something. I would fall over dead if I was cruising through a Girls Gone Wild video and saw Megan popping up there doing jello shooters off of another girl's belly button ring and then flashing me.
Warning, this video contains explicit material not suitable for children.
Doug Stepin's Good Day.
Tom Cruise, you all heard about this. Tom Cruise is being accused of having the Church of Scientology audition women to be his wife. I don't know what the problem is. At least someone in this economy is actually still hiring. That's all I care about. Someone's creating jobs. Isn't that what it's about?
Bill Clinton spent 50 minutes praising Obama's accomplishments as president. Imagine how long he would have talked if they actually liked each other. It wouldn't have been even more. No, Bill Clinton said that Obama inherited a deeply damaged economy, and if he's reelected, he'll inherit an even more deeply damaged economy. So that was really something. Yeah. In fact, while Bill Clinton was in North Carolina talking about American jobs, Hillary was in Southeast Asia visiting American jobs. So that worked out.
There's a bitter public feud brewing between Simon Cowell's show The X Factor and The Voice on NBC. Simon just blasted NBC for scheduling an extra episode of The Voice on Wednesday next week because it'll overlap with the premiere of The X Factor on Fox. He said he thought he had a gentleman's agreement with NBC that the shows would never overlap, and now they will overlap. And Simon said, "This is a cynical, cold-hearted, unprofessional way of doing business." He knows he's Simon Cowell, right? I mean,
this isn't good, you guys. Disney just had to lay off more than 50 of its high-level employees. Of course, it got even worse when Disney tried to sell them a $30 picture of their reaction to the news. It was like, your face when we fire you. You can frame it, put it in your living room, whatever.
Everything's for sale at Disney World.
Everything.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno. I thought the Jay Leno one. I always liked Jay Leno pretty much the best.
And he's very likable.
He is. But
although Fallon grows on me, and yeah. So does Kimmel. They, yeah. You know.
Our video of the day, we have actually two videos that are pretty cool this week. First one is posted at DougStephan.com of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was on with Jimmy Fallon, and they performed a bit of a duet on a Bruce Springsteen song. Here's some of the audio.
Oh, there it is. Phew.
Huh.
Well, bum, bum, bum.
The following clip is brought to you by Battlestar Galactica on Hulu Plus.
Right.
Da, 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 da.
I appreciate you about this, and we tweet about this back and forth. You are might be the biggest Springsteen fan I know. You love Bruce Springsteen.
I do.
You just saw him last night.
Yes, in Philly.
And what number show is this? And I'm not lying. This is not
it was my 130th show last night.
I'm serious. This guy is serious. I mean, wow.
Well, one third is 13.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
so,
still.
Yeah. And I'm going to be 50, so it's a lot of years.
But did you start back in Asbury Park or where? Like where?
First show I saw that was at Seton Hall University in South Orange at Walsh Gym in 19. It was 1975.
Gosh, so I know exactly who you are, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I've been to Springsteen shows. You're right. The guy that screams all the words louder than Bruce Springsteen behind
yes.
me.
Yeah, pumping his fist. Yeah.
Absolutely, like that. Like the fist.
That is you. Yeah, you are. Yeah. Like, what do you do? Can you give us a little taste or something?
I was doing it last night.
What can you do? Can you do a little Thunder Road or something?
Have me and you?
Yeah,
do it. Come on, let's do it.
You start?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Oh, come take my hand.
It's actually pretty good. Governor Chris Christie.
He's pretty good. He should do this more often.
With Jimmy Fallon, a little bit of Thunder Road. That's very cool. Good. That's on DougStephan.com, our video of the day, 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Ask any frequent traveler, and they'll tell you that before you ever rent a car, call your credit card company to find out if they actually cover insurance. But even that little trick comes with the fine print. Adding a liability waiver to a rental car usually tacks on an additional $10 to $20 a day. And if you can avoid that, you're really saving some big money. To activate your credit card's protection, you have to officially decline the supplemental coverage offered by the rental company and use that credit card to pay for the rental. Some cards fare better than others. A recent study from CardHub found that Visa ranked the highest in terms of coverage, followed by Discover, American Express, and then it was MasterCard. So let's look at some of the fine print. MasterCard won't cover accidents that take place on dirt or gravel roads. Both Visa and MasterCard require that the roads be regularly maintained by the government to fall under their protection. Translation, an accident on a country road or a mountain drive could cost you. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome back to the rest of the story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
After a lifetime of waiting, Kenneth and Kim had their retirement trip to Italy at last. Their guide brought them to Trevi Fountain and told them the legend. With your back to the fountain, toss coins in the pond. Toss one, you'll return to Rome. Toss two, you'll fall in love. Toss three, you'll fall in love with Rome. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
No. Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Friday, September 7th, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are here to discuss as many of these top topics of the day as are warranted the attention span of the American public. We're trying to expand on your attention span.
Are you saying something?
The actor James Franco, you know about him.
Mm-hmm. I do.
That's pretty interesting. He's being sued by a professor at NYU who blames Franco for getting him fired. The professor's name is Jose Angel Santana, and Mr. Santana claimed that he was let go by the university after giving Franco a D because Franco rarely showed up to class. Santana previously filed a wrongful termination suit against the school, but's now going after Franco himself for defamation because Franco, who Santana calls a bully, made disparaging and inaccurate public statements about him, quote-unquote. Explaining why he rarely showed up to class, Franco told reporters, "I didn't feel like I needed to waste my time with a bad teacher.
No.
No teacher will ever be fired from NYU for giving a student a D. He wasn't fired. He was asked to not to come back after 3 years because they didn't think he was a good teacher." And you know what?
Maybe.
I don't know the specifics any more than what I've read here. But I will tell you, as a former Board of Trustee member at Heidelberg University in Ohio, that this is the sort of thing that needs to happen more, not less. There are bad teachers. Sometimes it's hard to know when you hire somebody. And by the way, this goes for any business. It isn't just the education business.
And sometimes people can start really strong.
Right.
I mean, we've all had that employee that's great at
right.
the beginning and then
yeah.
kind of gets complacent and tired.
Or you all have employees that you don't really know, and they come in saying one thing, but in fact they aren't capable of doing what they say they can do. And even sometimes people give them good references to get them the heck out of their sphere of influence.
They're the best thing ever. Take them.
Right, yeah.
You can have them.
Take them. You're going to have him. I don't want him. He's too bad for me. So in terms of whether or not, I mean, I don't necessarily come down as a big fan of James Franco. I don't really care one way or another. I thought he was horrible on the Oscars. Some of the roles he's played had been good. He was starting.
Very strange. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of a strange guy.
But there's
probably more to this, much more to this than meets the ear. But I'm just saying, in general, there are many college professors, many teachers in the public school system, and people in general working on jobs who are not suited for the job, and so they ought not to be there. And I'm going to bet that this guy, and I'm not going to get into racial profiling, but I am pretty sure that there are plenty of people, take this guy out of the equation, who are teaching in schools who are bad. You know the old expression, and your mother won't like this, nor will anybody else. My daughter is a teacher, and so is her husband. The people who can do and those who can't teach. You heard of that. Yeah, I'm not sure that that's warranted, because there are some people. I'm extraordinarily proud of my daughter and the kind of a teacher that she is. Your mother's a good teacher. Mm-hmm. I actually was a pretty good teacher when I taught for 3.5 years, if I do say so myself. You'd be a good teacher. I think something actually everybody ought to try, because it's really a way to find out what's in your core. It's mm-hmm. about, it really is, you bring, and there's something about teaching that brings out either the best or the worst in people.
Yeah, I think it's a telling sign to see how compassionate and patient you are.
Yeah, right. And so in this case, you know, we all have had our teachers that we'd like to have avoided. I can tell you some at Heidelberg, some in high school, most of the time prior to me getting, I don't know that I actually had too many bad high school teachers. I always loved school. Never missed a day of school in the 12 years that I went to public school. Never missed a class at Heidelberg. I loved going to school. I didn't always take advantage of the opportunities because of it. But in terms of having bad, maybe it's more likely to happen on the college level because, I don't know, I don't want people to throw rocks at the radio. There's an opportunity, there's more freedom.
Yeah,
and you can get away
it's
with
the first
stuff.
Time. If you start right out of high school, and this is what happened to me, and I am very responsible. I got great, really good grades during mm-hmm. high school. When I started college in the fall, after that graduation day, it was the first time that no one was standing over me saying, "You have to go to school."
Right. You better know what you can do on your own, because nobody's going to tell you. You got to
go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for someone even who was responsible and kind of a goody-goody like I was, that was kind of cool. And there were times when I didn't go to school because I thought, wow, nobody, you know, it had nothing to do with the classes or the content.
Nope.
It was just that first chance at freedom.
Yep. All right, let's talk about some people who are in the news. Alec Baldwin's daughter, he was the father, and Basinger, what's her first name?
Uh-huh.
Kim Basinger is the mother. She apparently was interviewed. She's 16 years old now, interviewed by the New York Post, and was asked about the leaking voicemail back in 2007.
Yeah, the one where he called her a little pig or something like that.
Yeah, right, a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Yeah, and she said that that was like stuff that he said before, that when he gets mad at her, he would say those kind of things because he was frustrated. And she just, when she got the message, she was like, okay, whatever. I called him back and said, sorry, Dad, didn't have my phone.
Yeah.
She sounded very, I don't know, who knows how this really comes to play.
How did everybody get a copy of this?
I don't know how it got released, actually.
I think everybody thought it was the mother, Kim Basinger.
Yeah, that's what it was, actually. It was the mother. It was Kim.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting how level-headed and down-to-earth this kid seems.
Yeah.
I read the whole article, and she seems like she's got her head on straight, for sure.
Yeah. There's something about her. And you're right, the story really does give us a good insight into what a kid growing up with two crazy parents.
Well, and parents that are after each other all the time. I mean, they had such a bitter separation.
Yeah. They're both crazy.
Actually, what was kind of funny is Stephen Baldwin, and you know him because he went to Iraq with you, I think, on a tour.
Right.
Stephen Baldwin's daughter also participated in this interview, just a few little bits and pieces, and said, you know, no one understands what it's like to be a Baldwin. They're all crazy, and Ireland and I are one of the only ones that have that are the least crazy of the bunch, which I thought was kind of funny that she recognizes that the family's just a little off.
800-510-8255. Okay, speaking of being a little bit off, it's no news. I love these. Last night watching the convention. Breaking news!
Breaking news.
Obama accepts nomination.
Yeah. No kidding.
Like there was some question as to whether or not. Yeah, right. What a shock that is. All right. So, anyway, the touting of the health care system that's been put in place. The full extent of it isn't supposed to go into effect till after the beginning of next year. But there are already four or five major pieces of the health care plan that are in place. And so this certainly wouldn't have been the headline of the breaking news. It wasn't going to be something that Obama said. But the report issued today from the Institute of Medicine, actually bits and pieces started leaking last night about the same time the convention started. So people are going to say, this is a Republican report, and they just issued this to embarrass him. I don't know whether is the Institute. What do we know about the Institute of Medicine? Are they part of the big business of U.S. medical care? The bottom, I doubt that they're going to say this about themselves. The report says that our health care system has wasted, on average, in the last 4 years, $750 billion a year. So that's 30 cents out of every medical dollar squandered through unnecessary care, excessive paperwork brought about by government regulations, fraud, and just general waste. This is the discussion topic of the day, the weekend. Maybe it ought to be thrown into the discussion. I mean, the Republicans ought to have a field day with this, because it really does reflect horribly on the system. The president is talking about Medicare cuts. Good God, man. Get in there and find out. It's the same with every single government program that exists. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuses, Medicare, and in general, I mean, I would think the insurance companies would be all over this.
You would think.
As well. Can you imagine, Jennifer? $750 billion a year. And where are the headlines? I'm looking right now at every source that I use, starting with Fox News, Associated Press, Reuters, USA Today, let's see here, MSNBC, I'm looking at the Los Angeles Times, CNN.com, let's see here, a couple of local newspapers, the Huffington Post also, the New York Times, did I say that, the LA Times, Time.com, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post. There is not one headline in any one of those sources, not one, that underscores this story. Not a word. If somebody's looking at their local morning newspaper, if they've heard something, please share it with me. I want to know if this is getting the kind of attention it deserves. Don't you think this is the number one? It's not Obama getting the nomination. Isn't this the number one story of the day?
The corruption. You're right. Yep.
Isn't it?
It is. 300 and how many billion?
$750 billion.
$750 billion. Oh, sorry. That's underbidding myself.
That's a year. That's one-third of every medical dollar that is thrown away. The ridiculous government paperwork, the doctors. Boy, I bet Dr. Ken will go off on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's equal to more than 10 years of Medicare cuts in President Obama's health care law. It's more than the Pentagon budget. How much of that could be used to care for the uninsured? See, that's the question that hasn't gotten answered. And I'd love you to somehow or other place that in some prominent way on our social media today. This story needs to have legs. It needs to be something. These are stories. Nobody's going to talk about this. And I'm ashamed to tell you that my brethren who do this for a living, I mean, not only is this a great way to take a shot, a legitimate shot, all these people that are out there taking shots about stuff that's superficial, this is real meat. This is real money. This is really important. 30 cents out of every medical dollar spent mostly by the government programs is wasted. How can we accept that? How can we? 800-510-8255. Patrick's in Sumter, South Carolina. Patrick, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hi, Doug.
Hi.
Good morning. I just wanted to comment about what you all were talking about, teachers.
Yeah.
I loved teaching when I did it for a while. It did not feel like work at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun seeing kids learn and come to school. I enjoyed it.
I agree with you. I had a great time. I love the kids. I taught middle school English and speech, and they were some of the nicest people that I ever met, and it was one of the best experiences of my life. Everybody ought to try it. What are you doing now?
Right now I'm in the military.
So you're at Fort Sumter. What are you doing in the military? You'd be a good teacher.
I am a vehicle mechanic.
Really? Isn't that interesting? You go from teaching to being a vehicle mechanic. Why can't they have you teaching something on the base?
I could. I mean, right now I actually lead PT, which is physical training.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so that's good.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for sharing with us, Patrick. Good to hear from you. The investigative reporters of 60 Minutes recently did a TV news story about how supercomputers are using algorithms to make mathematical stock predictions for large corporations. Canadian expert to America, Lambros Clavidius, may have the most historic financial message for individuals and for the world. He'd like to change the way you think, that is, challenge you right this minute to see this in real time for yourself, because only seeing is believing. To see more, go to SEMATHY.com/good day. That's SEMATHY.com/good day. Click live market videos. Through this fellow's research, he's created and tested an algorithm that allows him to calculate and not predict on the minute forthcoming stock prices, the changes and that sort of thing, the exchange rates. And that means in values that haven't happened yet. In other words, you're going to find out things that you wouldn't know if you didn't go use this, I don't call it a product. It's an opportunity for you to learn. To prove you can really do it, this gentleman posts real-time videos with real-time data. So watch them. You may not believe it. It's really pretty shocking. But there it is right there before you at SEMATHY.com/good day. He calculates the numbers in the stock markets and foreign exchange that you can't do. And you see it, and you'll see where to invest. It's SEMATHY.com/good day, and click on the live market videos. Find out what really is going on in the markets.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century: higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra. 800-510-8255 or email to Doug@DougStephan.com or Jen@DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Twitter.com @Good Day Show and on Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour on the Good Day program. Now time for technology in the news. How do we make your life better? Well, I don't know that all of the things that are related to technology actually make your life better, but trying to keep you up to date on this important information is one of the many charges that we have here. And so let's start with our reporter Shelley Palmer, who has an announcement from Amazon about new Kindle models. And how people may be pretty excited about this. Let's find it. It's a Kindle Fire HD. I think that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you heard about
this? I would like that. You know, I love all these devices.
Yeah, all right. So we'll talk about the unveiling of this new product at a press event in Santa Monica yesterday with Shelley Palmer coming up right after this.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you've got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, brands on social media platforms are trying harder to get your attention every day, and Twitter and Facebook have announced some new products to lend them a hand. Twitter has unveiled Interest Targeting, a product that lets advertisers get promoted tweets out to a larger audience. In the past, promoted tweets were only seen by followers of the brand and users similar to those followers. Now, Twitter will provide advertisers with 350 interest categories to choose from when promoting a tweet. Twitter will decide which users fit into which categories, and in turn, who will see what promoted tweets. On the Facebook front, advertisers will now be able to find customers who've already used their service using phone numbers and email addresses. Don't worry, Facebook will not be collecting any extra data or sharing your information with businesses who don't already have your information. It's simply providing a tool to allow businesses to more easily find people they've done business with before. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stebbins, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, choose from 60-inch LG plasmas or 55-inch LG LED TVs for a special price. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 22nd, 2012. Quantities limited.
All right, so Jennifer, let's dig around in this a little bit more. Pretty interesting information. The latest tablet, the Kindle Fire HD, is going to be bigger, faster. It's like able
like
to,
a superhero.
Right, exactly. Able to
bigger, faster, stronger.
Jump over her tongue. Yeah, exactly. So it's more expensive also than the original Kindle Fire. You don't have the Kindle. You have the one I got you, the Nook.
I have the Nook.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I also have an iPad, too.
Yeah.
I think what they're doing with this HD Kindle Fire is they're trying to make it compete a little better with the iPad.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it will? Is a 7-inch screen, sells for $199.
For the
9-inch
price?
Inch
yeah. I mean, you're looking at, I mean, the cheapest iPad you can get is $500-something. So
is this like the iPad?
Well, you can do some internet work. It's not as user-friendly. It doesn't have the applications that an iPad does.
So why would you buy one of these?
If you're looking for a reading device, if you're looking for a media device, and if you're looking for internet access, it would be a great thing.
Yeah. All right. It's available November 20th. Upgraded version of, let's see here, the original Kindle Fire, 40% faster processor, longer battery life, and more RAM. Okay.
You can never have too much RAM.
Well, yeah, that may be. The thing you can do the same thing with an iPad. You can read whatever you want to read, right, on an iPad?
You can. Mm-hmm.
But it's twice as expensive.
It is. That's what I'm saying. For somebody who just wants a simple device, there you go.
There you go. All right, so that's that word. Technology and the Focus, one of the many parts of hopefully helpful information comes to you during this hour and all the hours of the Good Day program. 59 past the hour.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.